escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to July. A lot going on in and around our city. 4th of July, Friday, and festivities pushed to the North Shore this year. We were just talking about that. And every Wednesday, we talk to Rich Fitzgerald, who's now the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which encompasses 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. And he'll be here tomorrow. One of the things I enjoy is he brings to light a lot of things that are happening. And one of those is this city is poised for some great things in the future. And you may not realize it, but Pittsburgh is kind of this startup city now. And anxious to talk to our next guest, who knows a lot about it. He is the president and CEO of Innovate Pittsburgh, Sean Luther. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I don't have to tell you. In fact, we're hoping you'll tell us about the startups and innovation that's going on right here in our hometown.
Yeah, I think we're really at the outset of a new cycle in growth in our startup community. We're tracking 8 unicorns. So those are startup companies that have reached at least $1 billion valuation. And 2 of those are now public at Duolingo and Aurora. We're seeing between 20 and 30 companies moving up behind them in the $100 million range. And then we're working in Oakland really closely, building out the Pittsburgh Innovation District, focusing on the next wave of companies, earliest stage formation and Gen Z entrepreneurs.
That, to me, it actually gives me a rush. I'm so excited about the opportunities, particularly to attract and keep our young people here, because for decades we've lost them to other cities. And this is a true opportunity and a game changer, don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at the R&D that's happening on campus, particularly at Pitt and CMU, but all across the region, when you look at the numbers of college graduates and how many of those graduates see entrepreneurship and the startup community as a path for them, we have a really significant pool of raw materials. And so it's Innovate PGH's job, the universities, our public sector partners, and this broad constellation of entrepreneur support organizations to build whatever structure it takes to keep them rooted in Pittsburgh, develop the next generation of business leaders, and really create an economic growth strategy for the region.
How much of that is outside of the actual work they're doing? And you just mentioned creating an atmosphere that is attractive to people to come and live here. I know one of them is relative affordable housing compared to a lot of other big cities.
Yeah, absolutely. I think affordability remains key to Pittsburgh's national messaging. I think more importantly, though, you know, we're seeing significant investments in what we call the vibes economy, in food and beverage, public transportation, bike infrastructure, and building new assets for the startup community in particular, so that those folks don't have to go to San Francisco, they don't have to go to Boston to receive the coaching, the accelerator opportunities, and the investment that they need to scale their companies.
Yeah, is that what you're hearing from those who have decided to come here?
Yes, and it's a lot of folks who are not native Pittsburghers, who are in Pittsburgh either because of the universities as students or researchers, as trailing spouses of folks who have come here for really exciting innovation-oriented jobs. But mostly, I think it's a generation of founders who are really attracted to Pittsburgh's capabilities in what we call hard tech and deep tech. And so these are technologies that take a little bit longer to commercialize, but they have real impacts on our everyday life and frankly, the human experience.
That said, let's go back to, you mentioned 8 unicorns, and that is defined by reaching the billion-dollar status. You mentioned Duolingo. For those that don't know, this is a app, really, that was created to help people learn a bunch of different languages, and you wouldn't think that could be a billion-dollar company.
Yeah, and you know what's really exciting about Duolingo is their deep connections to Pittsburgh. Their founder, Luis Von Ahn, just published an article on LinkedIn this week talking about why the headquarters is in Pittsburgh, why the headquarters remains in Pittsburgh, and the unique strengths that we have nationally and internationally. And he's really become a spokesperson for how you can develop and scale a company in Pittsburgh and really be successful because of that Pittsburgh connection.
What publication was that, Sean?
That was on his LinkededIn page.
Oh, straight in on his link. Yeah, that's worth it.
Straight in, yeah.
I'm going to check that out because, you know, we're, in a way, I'm a native and I try to help sell Pittsburgh. I try to be an ambassador where I can. And I think there have been, just in the past few years, these convergence of things that are really pointing collectively up our energy resources with natural gas and the investments that are being put in there. We just heard about the U.S. Steel Nippon deal that'll have $2.4 billion in infrastructure being spent in the Mon Valley. Then you have Homer City and a lot of this to power the technology necessary to help support these new companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important, you know, not most people in Western Pennsylvania don't work at a startup. But everyone can get behind these companies and the infrastructure that we're developing, both physical, energy, and programmatic, and really start to carry this banner that Pittsburgh is a really significant startup hub, that this is where our future economic growth and our next round of U.S. deals is going to come from, and really add this to what you're talking to your friends and family on the West Coast about.
Where did you grow up?
I am a Pittsburgh boomeranger, so I grew up in the South Hills, and I've been back in Pittsburgh for 12 years.
Oh, good for you. We snagged you back. That's good. I love what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a real community that the expats who we've been able to drag back. I think everyone who leaves Pittsburgh brings back with them some really deep understanding of how we can continue to grow and shape Pittsburgh's future.
Well, we shall speak again. I really appreciate the time, and we support all the exciting things you're doing, Sean. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Larry.
You got it. Innovate PGH. Sean Luther is the guy. He, you know, this is really exciting for our city. I would imagine he's the president and CEO. You heard him say he came back to do this, and they're doing it. And Aaron, this is going to help keep young people and attract young people to our city. We need that. That's a critical
more than ever
mission. Mm-hmm. You hear Rich Fitzgerald talk about that all the time, and it's starting to really happen.
Right. How many big people have graduated from CMU, Point Park, Pitt, Duquesne School of Law? Let's
fantastic.
Keep them here.
Yeah. Keep it rolling.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.